Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey everyone, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. This is going to be a ton of fun today. I'm bringing back a dear friend of mine, Mr. Colin Wang. Colin, welcome back to the show.
Honored to be a part of it again. And you know, this past year, we were fortunate to have FHL before all this Corona and everything, and we finally got to connect in person. So it was incredible to meet you in person, as well as everybody that shared the stage there at ClickFunnels Live. So it was an incredible event, and I'm honored to be back on your show.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. It was fun seeing you as well. It's you see and you get to know people obviously through Zoom calls, but obviously for me at least, I love the warm embrace. Love just going up and getting to know people and shake their hands and giving people a hug.
100%. Yep.
I think for those people who don't know Colin is the CEO of Redline Steel, which is one of our not only started off as a Tucom a couple award winner, then became Nate Figure award winner, now is basically part of our C award winner now. And as great as all of his accomplishments are, I think the things I look at Colin, again, he's a former Army combat veteran, and as great as that is, the thing that I enjoy most is this is a man who is super, super humble, but most importantly, he's a loving husband and father of three, and that's where his priorities are. And I think it's been fun for me. We've had our film crew down there, ClickFunnels Studio. Dan and his team were there. They filmed your story, talking a ton about you and your family. And it's been fun for me just to see your growth as a business owner, but also as you've grown, Colin, I think the cool part for me is seeing the impact that you're having on not only your employees' lives. I mean, they literally, it's fun as I've seen tons of footage and I've heard them speak about you. And as we were talking here just offline, just really the whole power and the value of giving. And I think one of the things you were just showing me before we started recording this, and that is you've got three kids, birthdays coming up, and people actually send you gifts and birthday cards for your kids, even your one-year-old daughter. I mean, I think that kind of sets the stage of where I want to take this today. And what we're going to really talk a ton about here is the power and the value, the power of providing massive value and of giving. And Colin, you're the poster child for that. So I'm excited to kind of dive deep into this.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And it's, like with my daughter's one-year birthday that happened a couple weeks ago, there were hundreds, a couple hundred gifts that were sent in. It was incredible. I'll show you a picture. But it was like, we did a live stream of it and we had over 70,000 people watch. It was really, really cool to share that birthday, because a couple of weeks ago, you know, we were under that COVID and nobody could come, nobody could go. We were kind of restricted. And so we decided to do a live stream and we wanted people to participate with it. And so we invited our community to join in, and you know, hundreds of people sent in gifts, and I'm still getting them like left and right, cards and packages. Now my son's birthday is in a couple of weeks, and you know, I'm not asking people, hey, send all these gifts, but they just they hear it and they're, you know, responding to it in this way. So same with my son. You know, we're not doing like a live stream birthday to take advantage and get free gifts. Like, I want to invite my customers, but I look them as like almost family, same way that you guys do at ClickFunnels. And we've created such a really awesome established rapport with these, we call them our VIP group and our elite group. And those are our top tier members of Redline. So, yeah.
Colin, I think that's it's a tribute to you. It's also, as I look back at when we were funnel hacking live, obviously you're on stage, you're accepting a ton of awards. And then one of the awards we rolled out afterwards was our Two Heart Award. And again, this was the first time we gave it out to Alex and Layla Hermosi for their donation. But since then, you hit me up basically saying, Dave, listen, there's a whole bunch of things we could do here. And that's kind of what I would love to talk about. Obviously, you did one with Megan Fox recently here. We'll talk about that in just a second. Prior to that, you also, during this whole COVID thing, did another type of massive value give. And so what I'd like to do is have you kind of dive in deep here and share with the audience really the power and the value of the power of providing massive value, but also of giving, and how you're using ClickFunnels to not only grow your business, but most importantly, really to give back value to the community, to your customers. you now have multiple tiers of different customers, as you mentioned, your VIPs, your elites, and really help people understand how being completely authentic and transparent about your giving also helps grow your business.
Absolutely, man. So it's, you know, for me, I've always been a humanitarian by nature. Like, even when I didn't really have it, like when Hurricane Harvey hit, we partnered up with the American Red Cross and we donated $25,000, literally a check to them. And we were only like 18 months old as a business. To put things into perspective of scale, that's like equivalent to like, you know, $500,000 now. Like, it was a big difference because of where we were as a business at that time. And so I'm still really proud of that, but it's, you know, it's not just because of what's going on in today's state of why we're doing this. But I will say, over the past 90 days, it's been incredible as a business to be able to pivot extremely fast based on the power of value and giving. And so what we did is we created our first product was a nurse product, and it's got a stethoscope in the shape of a heart. So for those of you who aren't familiar with my product line, it's just wall art decor made from steel, American steel, right here in the USA. And you would just basically put it on your wall. So this type of product isn't, it's a commodity based, you don't have to have it. And so I knew that what was working back in January, February timeframe, it's not going to work right now because of what's going on. And so I did an opposite approach. I was driving into work. I remember I had it on my heart to give I wanted to give 1,000 nurse lives away for free. And I did a live stream, and within 10 to 15 minutes, we sold out. We were out of inventory. And so come Monday, I told the team, all right, we're literally going to shift this entire thing. Cause I didn't use the funnel up until this next part. I was doing direct PDP because it was just literally, there was no thought other than just, hey, this is the right thing to do. Medical staff providing so much for the community on a health standpoint. And so with the response of that, we ended up creating 21 different products into different categories for first responders, medical staff. And over the course of about 10 weeks, we donated over $3.2 million in products to, you know, those people, from farmers to even mail carriers. I've got thousands of photos, like UGCs, of mailmen. We were asking for them. I wanted to make like a mosaic, like those little tiles, and have mail carriers, like. And so we got so many different user generated content of that. And it was literally from a place of giving. So it was a free plus shipping offer, very, very low, $5.97 to ship anywhere in the United States. But we were losing on average $3.82 per unit that we shipped. Now, this is where like a massive leap of faith comes in, and kind of knowing your avatar. And, you know, I want to talk on the humanitarian side, but also on the business side, like, why does this make sense? How can I sustain this? And so, you know, when we launched this, I like to test. I'm a tester. And ClickFunnels, 9 times out of 10, going direct to a funnel versus a PDP page on my website, you know, it eliminates the friction and noise. I'm able to add like videos at the top that educate consumers. I already know that there is interest 100% in the product if they click the call to action from a paid ad. Now I brought them to the funnel, and now I can educate them on why they need to go ahead and complete that purchase. It's a lot easier on like a free plus shipping product. But when you're doing it at scale, and we're talking about 500,000 units within, you know, a 30 to 45 day period, it's a lot of traffic and a lot of moving parts. And so you can either lose a lot of money. And, you know, I was willing to do that at scale, like at a minimal scale, and a test period within about 7 to 10 days. And then we got data back, and then we began to scale. So so we use funnels with particular product categories. And then we would create OTOs on the back end, one-time offers, and then immediate post-purchase email segmentation flows. The open rates are incredible. And so my job as a marketer was to say, okay, within 48 hours, I have to try to get these people to convert and buy more. If they bought a single item with no OTOs, they would go through an automation series that would automatically trigger based on what they purchased, and then other products that I know that they would also like. So it's definitely dynamically sending. And then if they bought the offers, would you like to add one for a friend? We know that you already purchased this. Now, you know, that power of giving on their side. And so, you know, we were able to actually monetize rapidly where, you know, we hired over 40 people within the last, three and a half, 4 months. And to take it like a step further, there's a massive manufacturing group that was hit hard. When you get into this space, you're connected with different people in this, within the manufacturing realm. And, you know, they had contracts with like John Deere and Kubota. And when all of the COVID hit and these government contracts, like they locked up. And so they were facing furloughs. And so for me, I used it as kind of like, what type of, how can I also be of service to my community? And so I helped, you know, give them over 2,000 hours in laser cut time, which kept, 50, 60 employees of theirs working around the clock.
Oh, that's cool.
To help us work in collaboration. So they would cut products, bring it back to us. We would powder coat them, and we were still doing it. So we were working in conjunction together. But it worked out incredible because, one, we were able to make sure that their families were getting supported as well. But now we had the capacity to meet the demand of what was incoming. So it comes into like a leap of faith to know, you know, even though I'm willing to lose money on the front end, think about who my avatar is. Like my avatar in particular is women, 30 to 65 plus. You think about medical staff, nurses, teachers, this is the perfect demographic. Am I willing to invest? And, you know, everybody's at the house right now. CPMs are lower than they've ever seen it, than I've ever seen it as an advertiser. They're incredible. There's so much demand for attention that you just have to drive it and take advantage of it. So if you're willing to invest right now, I know come fourth quarter with everything that's going on, it's going to be an incredible year for us. And it has already. We've had the best quarter than we've ever had as a business, in terms of revenue, scale, scalability, growing our team, and the joint venture relationships that we've had, as well as the just public exposure that's became a domino and ripple effect baselined on that. So
I love that. I think as people listen, I want to make sure, because if people go, well, you know what, he was just doing that to build his business. I want to make sure I kind of align with people here. So first of all, I want to go back to one of the very first things you said was, with Hurricane Harvey, you donated $25,000. Understand that I run across business owners all the time. Say, you know what? I'll donate when I start making money, I'll donate then. I'm just always been a huge proponent and believer in tithing, taking a 10th and giving it away. And again, I give it to my church, but I don't care where you give. I remember my first career, I was involved in financial planning. I remember having that same conversation with people. The very first thing you need to learn to do is you have to find a way of giving away 10%, and you have to live on less. I think as a business owner, you have to do the same thing. And I loved your example of doing that. Again, it's a leap of faith. It's one thing to say, yeah, you know, we're making $10 million, $20 million a year. I'm going to donate $25,000. And it's a drop in the bucket versus,
That was a lot. Yeah. Especially 2017, massive difference.
Yeah, it just is. And I think, so I would really hope anyone who's listening here, first of all, to find out how much you can give and give until it hurts a little. You should actually feel the pain of the giving. Otherwise, it's not that big of a deal. So that's the first thing I'd say. 100%. The second thing, good call.
Well, I was going to say, dude, like, so I operate from a place of integrity with everything that I do. Like, I look at it from not my perspective, but like, I'm even my employees, like in the month of April, I covered everybody's April house payment just to make sure that they were taken care of. Like, and this was talked about back in March when COVID first hit and there was no state was under lockdown for pretenses. There was no government funding. There was nothing. And, you know, I don't have massive back funding. I don't have millions and millions of dollars in the bank. So I chose not to take a distribution and to invest it back into my employees and uncertainty of control of where the business is going to go. This was like literally one of the first week in grocery stores when you walked in and people were going mad. I went into a grocery store and I was concerned even to get diapers for my 1-year-old. Like, and now I was thinking in my head, like, oh my God, like with all of my employees, if I'm stressed and I'm not, you know, I'm in a financially comfortable place, what about them? You know, and I've got to make sure that they're the guys or the people that are on hourly. Like, what if we go under lockdown? What happens to them? And so the very next day I did an all call meeting and pulled everybody into our break room. It was a tight squeeze. we said, I told them, I want to make sure I give you one thing, and that's a peace of mind. I want to make sure that if you are hourly, if the government goes under lockdown, that I will cover, you're still going to get a check no matter what. And I said to take it a step further, because I know how stressful things are, and I had no clue what their house payments were. And so we just created a structure of like, okay, bring us your house bill and we'll match what's on there. And so, you know, we gave them the documents. We created just a quick little two-page slip and wanted to give back onto that level. So, you know, when we talk about like the free plus shipping, it's operating from a place of, I guess, goodwill. And it is a investment period. But it's also unknowns and uncharted territories for so many and my business and so many other businesses. You know, I own a retail store, and you know, that impacted us tremendously. Like it's still shut down. So, there's a lot of people that are suffering. I remember I did a live stream when our state went under lockdown. I did a live stream, Dave, that said, look, if you're a bartender, you're in between, like right now you don't have a place to go. Maybe you're a cashier at a retail store. Like if you need somewhere, come to me and I will provide a job for you, even if it's temporarily, even if it's for 2 weeks. Like I'll step up. And as a business owner, I think there needs to be more people to advocate for that and to be a hands extended to the community, and to try to provide some type of stability in an unstable economic state. And so that's very important to me. And just as an entrepreneur, to make sure that there's, you know, I take care of those that take care of me, from my employees all the way down to my loyal customers, my VIP group, my elite group, and anybody that purchases from us. But it is a operating from a state of giving and providing value. And I know, like at the end of the day, Dave, like you've seen our products. I know, yeah, we've sent some, and I know your team has came out and they've seen, like, we have incredible products. Like this was one of our products we just did, $2 Tuesday.
Oh, cool.
Spaceship, with everything going on with NASA and
yeah.
And so I know when they receive our product, that when they touch it, see it, feel it, they're going to love the quality, and the trust is there. So it's a solid investment into the future. But it is still a leap of faith, not knowing what that yielded LTV is on this type of campaign. But it's been exciting. We've got a lot of things in the works. Can I elaborate on what we're going to be doing for prospecting?
In just one second, I want to go there, but okay. I want to just make a couple things real fast here. I think you've hit on a couple things. I really want to make sure everyone who's listening is to realize, as a business owner, you've talked and alluded to this fact, you actually have a moral responsibility, yes, to really take care of those who are investing in you, and your employees invest in you, your customers invest in you. And I believe that one of the biggest changes you find as you start to scale and grow your business is you go from being a product provider to an actual business and to be in a real company. And I think that, I know a lot of people when they first get started, they're just more on the product owner side, which I understand, that's where you start. And I've seen, it's been fun for me to watch, obviously, the scale of your company to where, I mean, you guys are a massive company, been recognized, obviously, by the governor of your state, also by the president of the United States. I mean, you've got a ton of accolades being written up everywhere. But I remember where you started from. And I think that's the part for me, Colin, that's so neat to see, is everybody has that opportunity. And if you'll really focus on starting right now, wherever you're at, to realize you have a moral responsibility to take care of those who are investing in you. And then most importantly, to give back. I just want to make sure we get those little pieces out there to people, because I am dying to know what you're talking about as far as prospecting, because that's near and dear to my heart. I love that part.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave. And it's that's so true. You know, I call it people over profit, and investing into people. And those are the main, you know, when you acquire customers, that's your most expensive. You look at that 80-20 rule,
oh,
like
yeah.
80% of your revenue attribute or your market ad spend attributes to prospecting new customers. And, you know, 20% is towards remarket retention. But on the flip side, 80% of your revenue is attributed through the people that were already customers. And so the role that's reversed, and it works in so many different platforms, but I had an idea. It has never been done that I know of. Maybe it's been done. I'm not sure. We're in a great position that we can basically create a product into any category. And so after I got a call at 4 with Habitat for Humanity, and we're going to be partnering up with them. We're going to be partnering up with Olivia Hope Foundation that provides financial support for children that have cancer for those families. And then we're partnering up with Midnight Mission, which is a all three are national nonprofits with big celebrity endorsed. But this is where it gets really interesting. I will now have the ability and power at scale to use those outlets as distribution, and it's going to be a ripple effect. So this is what will end up taking place. Now that we can manufacture or fulfill these products, I partner with, let's just say, Olivia Hope Foundation, and they have millions of people within their network, their emails, other social media contacts, and their celebrities that are endorsing it. We create a product, and now basically every donation of $20, they're going to get this for free. And so, you know, we're actually going to use ClickFunnels as everything that they're going to be driving traffic. So, you know, these celebrities, these nonprofits, national level, they're going to be sending traffic to a funnel. And on that, so now they're sending the traffic, right? So zero marketing expense. And, you know, I will, it's 100% of the profit, and it's more than just gross profit. I'm not going to factor variable and fixed asset cost. It'll be hard cost on physical product only. So I will lose money, 100%. I'm going to lose money into this strategy, but I want to donate as much money as possible. And so I'd rather lose on the back end of, you know, what is just my rent is $100,000. When you look at insurance, property tax and rent, just those three minor things on the P&L. And I got, you know, 4 pages long. So for perspective, that's a lot of money just to say, okay, I'm not worried about that. But I was going to spend that anyways on Facebook marketing. So why not use what was going to be funded and use it as a bigger check size? And so I would rather donate more. So if I know, you know, this piece right here, you know, they donate $20 or whatever, I'm going to give it to them. And, you know, I say it was only $1.22 my cost, which covers the cost of steel, consumables, powder. And I literally lay it out black and white of what it is. Then now I don't have money towards prospecting. You know, we're able to acquire customers at literally no expense. It's a break even for me. I donate, let's just say, $1 million check to Olivia Hope Foundation. And now this is the type of exposure that gets you on Ellen, that gets you on all of these different national networks. And it's a ripple effect. And so my vision, my intent is that every quarter we're partnering with a massive national nonprofit. You know, we look at month of October with, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You look at November with Veterans Day and partnering with someone like Wounded Warrior Project. And as it's building that momentum, more and more national nonprofits, you donate a big check, they're going to start coming to you. You don't have to go to them. So the hardest part is getting that first one and having a case study built around what that looked like. And so I did the same thing in fitness modeling. My first cover, without a PR firm, without an agency, you know, I landed over 50 plus magazine covers, men's health, men's fitness, muscle and fitness, Ironman, covers all over the world. And that was without a PR firm, without an agency, literally like direct approaching, establishing a rapport and relationship, and not asking for something right off the bat. That takes time. You got to build that rapport up. Those are just micro touch points, you know, a beautiful family. You know, and I'm not talking to just the muscle and fitness page. I'm backlinking to figure out, okay, who's their editors? Who's their chief editor? Who's their photographers? And it takes a little bit of work. Nobody's going to come and kick in your door asking you for, hey, you look great. You want to be on the cover? No, that's not how it works. Like if you want something, you have to direct approach it. And so this is going to be, you know, going back to the nonprofit side, this is going to be a way for us to scale extremely rapidly. And, you know, we've spent over $12 million just in ads within the last 3.5 years as a business. So, you know, we'll be able to profit a lot more and rapidly grow based on them sending the traffic to us. We do what we're best at, and that's the multi-touch points beyond post-purchase based on what they ordered. So it's going to be, and I've never heard of this being done because we're in that unique factor of manufacturing and fulfillment, and we're essentially drop shipping for them, but at a large scale with our names tied to it. So now there's branding, there's the overall built credibility. And when you're operating in a humanitarian state, there's it's hard to question. And so this is going to be a massive growth expansion for us by working with nonprofits to acquire new customers at a zero market ad spend cost. And the more everything's volume based, right? Negotiated rates with all of our merchant providers, negotiated rates with shipping. Everything will affect the top line baselined on all of these micro nonprofit donations. And so we'll be able to scale, you know, into that $100, $150 million benchmark within the next, you know, 18, 24 months because of this type of strategy. So.
Dude, I can't wait to have you back on.
And that's all using funnels. Yeah.
Oh, man. It'll be fun having you back on, telling you all the story about what the aftermath of how actually we talked about it and how we got it documented.
Yes, I think that we should send the team down. I think that would be really cool to get the entire thing, and we put that into one of y'all's phone books.
That's a cool idea.
That would be really cool to see the back end and like actually, you know, and then if we go on like Wendy Williams show or whatever, they're going with me and they see the entire journey of what happens on the back end, the front end, like why are we doing this? I think that'd be a really cool episode.
That'd be fun. Well, actually, I'll talk to Dan about that as well. That'd be fun. Well, Colin, I love talking to you. I know you got a call here pretty quick with Habitat with Humanity and everything else you got going. I can't thank you enough. I appreciate the value you continue to provide to us as a company and to me personally as a dear friend. Again, just thank you so much. Any parting words to our audience?
Thank you, Dave. You know, I just want to say, guys, like operate from – I remember when I first joined the ClickFunnels group. This is what I would say to any funnel hacker out there is to provide value and it'll come in multiples. Don't always look on the front end of trying to monetize first touch point, establish that relationship, build the rapport. And if you're good enough, then you have nothing to worry about. If you are this strong at it, offer your services for free to the right client for a limited period of time, give them a taste of what they could be getting. And if you're that good, then they're not going to want you to go anywhere. And it's going to be a lot more comfortable for those business owners to want to work with you because you provided that trust and rapport right off the bat. If somebody came and said, hey, Colin, like I can run whatever for free. Let me do this for whatever period of time. Here's some of the things that I've done in the past. I would be a lot more open to it than to just say, pay me 10 grand and I'll do it, whatever. Like, it just doesn't work that way. So I would say this ties all the way back into, you know, build a relationship, go out on the limb for people. And Gary Vee says that jab, 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 right hook. So give, 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 take.
I love it. Colin, thanks so much, bud. We'll talk to you
soon.
Thank
you, Dave. Yes, sir. Thank you.